Welcome back. We now continue our coverage of our top news story this morning, President Bush's tour of America to survey the damage caused by his disastrous presidency.
Right, Tracy, here's what we know so far. The presidency started and hit America at around 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time back on January 20th, 2001. Now, so far, that presidency has caused some $9 trillion worth of debt. It's left thousands of people dead. And still, even this morning, it continues to rage on. We have some footage to show you here of some of the survivors.
Well, I didn't think it was going to be this bad.
Arkansas has never seen nothing like this. This ain't the country. This is state. It's just mind-boggling.
He needs to see how bad it is down here.
You know, it's so sad. You can actually hear the fear in their voices. Yeah. The sheer destructive force of Bush caught people completely off guard in a lot of cases.
Well, joining us now live is Brian Scott. He's been following the president on his tour of the disaster area. Brian?
Tracy, President Bush has been showing real leadership out here. Yesterday, he started the day with a flyover tour of Kansas. Of course, that's one of the 50 states in the direct path of this presidency. Yeah. And then he stopped in Denver to deliver a very moving speech that offered as much encouragement as he could to the approximately 300 million people whose lives have been completely torn apart by him.
You really have to admire the strength he's showing in the face of all the adversity he's created.
Bush later met privately with a group of victims and personally assured them his administration would not abandon them as they seek to rebuild their lives in the wake of his administration.
Unbelievable.
We have a clip from that speech, yeah. So we should give a look and a listen to it right now.
I'll be seeing people whose lives were turned upside down. I'll do my very best to comfort them. I ask our nation for those who are prayerful to give a prayer for the victims.
And the president said he has been praying every night that he doesn't do any more damage than he's already wrought on the country.
Have there been any actual relief efforts started for the Bush victims?
From what we understand, some U.S. citizens were able to evacuate safely to Canada and take refuge there before the worst of this presidency hit.
Very good.
There's also been a huge outpouring of sympathy from overseas for those millions of Americans who were not able to get out of Bush's path in time.
It's just so upsetting.
Now, you see here in this footage people hoarding food, boarding up their houses. Yeah. They've said, some of them, they're not going to come out until the entire presidency has passed.
Now tell us, what has the president's emotional response been to all this?
Well, Tracy, he cares deeply, no doubt. You can see just by the look on his face, he did truly love America, and to see that he all but destroyed it, I think it's just very hard on him.
Yeah, I have to say, this might be one of his finest moments as president.
You know, I think history may bear you out on that, Tracy. Mm-hmm.